services for the guys who come home after living over here watching TV, eating peanut butter sandwiches and working every day and, you know, waiting for Friday football, Saturday football, Sunday football, Monday football, Thursday football. And then they go over there and live that life. It's horrible. And I really think we should be providing psychological help, medical help, everything, all the help they deserve when they get back here.
Keep them away from cats.
Well, if they spend the money on veterans instead of doing these kind of research projects. Oh, that was in Czechoslovakia. I'm getting carried away here.
Listen, soldier, you've got enough problems without getting a cat.
Well, Huelos, who's 51 years old, longtime union construction worker who had never been without work for more than maybe a few weeks, you know, changing jobs. The completion of the city center project right here in Reno. He had to sell his car, sold his bedroom set, sold everything just to pay his rent. He went from a beautiful condo to renting rooms by the week. And he slept in a couple fields. Hmm. I mean, what happens after the money runs out?
Gosh, that's a long time. It's like 2 years now of unemployment.
I'm thinking we should do a series. Bring the homeless in here. I mean, well, I mean, these are real people that used to be right here like we are doing a job. And now where are they? Their kids are sleeping in cars. I mean, oh, I just don't even know. I mean, okay, forget about it. I can't go there anymore. But anyway, there's so much, and we need to find out what we can do. This is just a couple. I mean, look at this. I have case after case here in this email that was sent to me.
They're all
of
veterans?
What's happening. They're not all veterans, but they're all veterans of the workforce.
Okay, I got you.
Working people. And you know, there is a astronomical percentage of the homeless are veterans. And what's going to happen now that they're sending more home? What are they going to return to? When people who are living here and working are homeless. Sean, you raising your school potty? He raising his finger. Oh, he's giving me the sign.
Which finger? What, did he do the MIA finger?
No, he didn't do the MIA finger. Don't you be giving me that finger. Unless you're singing some good rap tune. But anyway, it's just a sad state of affairs, and I could go on and on and on, but I think we all know that a lot of people are riding out the storm. Family of four with no income, though, I want to tell you, could qualify for as much as $668 a month. SNAP benefits. There are these places where you can go, and I think that was the important part to finish this story on. Charities, there's, you know, everybody, you don't even realize you can get $200 worth of food stamps. Take advantage of the government programs while they're happening. Because hopefully, next year, they're going to go away and stop taking care of us, and we're going to have to take care of our own people. And I think a lot of people are stepping up to the plate. SNAP, Medicaid benefits, 73% are not enrolled in any of these programs. So you need to check out the programs that there are. Find out. Ask questions. Tell them you need to know. You can get those $200 in food stamps. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. SNAP. Find out. Get what you need. What are you showing me over here? Oh, fighting SNAP fraud. Sean, you always want to take a twist in my story here, don't you? Put a pinch in my panties. Well, of course there's fraud going on no matter what we do. I mean, there's fraud going on no matter what we do. But there are people out there that could really, that can use it. And just go for it. Do
what,
it. You guys?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It wasn't that I was pointing out the fraud story on there, or possible fraud. It's just the website alone is what about you? What you're talking about, the SNAP.
Right. So go to Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. .gov/SNAP/. God.
Enunciate.
It's too much. Too much. Just go and Google it. SNAP, SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And at least it's food. Even if you're on the street, you don't have to have an address. They give you a card. I mean, give your brother's address. I don't care. Give the park bench address. But get some help. It's crazy, I know. Easy for me to say. I'm taken very well care of, but I do feel it. I do. Okay. What else? Nevada news.
Did you hear about the Fernley judge?
The who?
There was a Fernley judge who has had to resign because he was impersonating an officer.
I did see that, where he pulled a girl. He wasn't impersonating an officer. He was pulling his power trip. He pulled her over. And arrested her, told her she was arrested.
Flashed a badge at her, though, because he is a retired, or used to be in the highway patrol. So he had a badge he could show her, and then he pretended he was still an active officer.
And why? What did he want?
What did he want? Yeah.
What did he want? Did he get it?
An old man trying to pick up a young girl? I don't get it. What was he trying to do?
Well, is that all of the story you have? Here it is right here. Let me see. Fernley Municipal Court Judge. I love you, Sean. Daniel Bauer. He resigns after allegations of impersonating an officer. Fernley Municipal Court Judge. He resigned his position.
That's the deal he made with the prosecutor, so they'll drop the...
So he wasn't retired.
No, I didn't
He resigned
that.
After they
he
came, pressed
retired
charges
from the
against
highway
him.
Patrol.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Can you roll it up so I can... Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, dear. Looks like a comedian, I know.
See, anybody else in the public that would have done that... Like Panama was talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
If anyone of us would have done that in a person, an officer, we would have ended up in jail, not been able to resign our job.
Well, here's
and get
the
away
thing.
With it.
Can't, as citizens, we can do a citizen's arrest.
Right. That's different now than, you know, flashing a badge and pulling somebody over, especially a teenage girl, which he's accused of pulling over.
And what did he pull her over for? Did it tell well, there, Sean?
The story is that she was going to the high school and went over the double yellow line in the middle of the road for some, you know, I don't know. She didn't say why she did that, but that's why he pulled her over, supposedly. Or what he said was, is that you went over the double yellow line, so follow me back to the jail.
Follow me back to
follow
the jail.
Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and anybody who says they're an officer says, follow me somewhere, don't do it.
And did she?
Yes.
So he took her to jail and tried to arrest her.
Well, I don't know how far it got, but she did follow him, as the story goes.
They ended up at a filling station.
Well, usually you get a ticket for that, first of all. They ended up at a filling station?
Yeah.
You mean a gas station?
A gas station.
Tell he's from Michigan. What the heck? Filling? What are they filling?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Right. Well, that is right. That's right. No, I remember that now, yeah.
Wow. What the heck? What's gone mad? Does he have cats? Does he have cats?
Showed her a badge, said he was a police officer, had her pull over, and took her driver's license. Mm-hmm. She told the TV station that Bauer said she was under arrest and had to follow him.
Yeah.
See, nobody says you're under arrest, follow me.
Well, where's his red light? I mean, did he have a light? Did he put a light on his car?
No,
or he was just
not.
Flashing his badge out the car going, pull over.
Then at a gas station, Bauer showed her his judicial identification.
Yeah, I'll bet.
She wouldn't win if she took the case to court. So at that point, at the filling station, or the gas station, sorry,
mm-hmm,
he
you.
Realized he was in trouble. So now he's telling her, don't take this to court because you won't win. I'm a judge.
What is wrong with you, man? I'm looking right at him thinking, what is wrong with you? You're not even safe on the street. First of all, they need to teach her, don't be pulling over if you don't see a marked car.
Right.
And the thing is, if you do pull over, call 911 and let them know where you're pulled over and that somebody's pulled over saying they're a cop.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't follow them to a filling station.
A gas station, all right?
He was in his sports car in front of her, by the way.
Oh, my God, in a sports car. Yeah. Going through midlife crises, Judge.
A little red convertible, right?
Oh, my God.
And he wants to pick up the high school girl.
What is happening? Oh, we'll find out. Stay with us here with Broadview. We're coming right back.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Get in the zone.
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I'd like a couple of inches off the back, and if you could just trim the bangs, done.
Okay, hold still.
To do a job well, you need the right tools. If you're filing your taxes online, make sure you use the right tool for the job with H&R Block at Home. We guarantee that no other tax software will get you more money back. File your simple tax return for free at hrblock.com today. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Maximum refund guarantee and free version details at hrblock.com.
That's Jared!
Hello, this is your navigation system. Your destination is now set for Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, where you will always find the perfect gift for her. Jared has an incredible selection of beautiful diamond fashion necklaces, earrings, rings, and bracelets from fabulous brands like Love's Embrace, Heart's Desire, and L'Evian Chocolate Diamonds. Prices starting at $100. You have arrived. Tell it, Radio Singers.
It can only be Jared.
Cartledge, Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. My co-host JP is here. You can catch his column every week at jpattitude.com. And right now, it's JP's Moment of Common Sense.
For weeks now, the biggest issue in the news has been the Obama administration's birth control mandate. The mandate requires all Americans to purchase health insurance that provides birth control, abortifacients, and sterilizations. Catholics, Orthodox Christians, many Protestants, and even some non-Christian religions are furious. Suddenly, for the first time in our history, religious beliefs can make you a criminal. And Catholics who supported and voted for Obama in 2008 feel betrayed. That's the surface story. But there's a deeper story that gets ignored. Maybe you noticed something else. In the middle of the debate about the birth control mandate, there was another big stink about a breast cancer charity suspending its grants to Planned Parenthood. Liberals went berserk. They assumed the decision was about abortions, and they rolled out the big guns. Liberal philanthropists threatened to stop donating to the breast cancer charity. Liberal politicians threatened congressional investigations, and Mayor Bloomberg in New York quickly gave Planned Parenthood $250,000. The message was simple. Abortions are more important than fighting breast cancer. The deeper story here is the war against life that permeates liberal political philosophy. It's uncanny how often and how consistently the left stakes out and defends anti-life positions. And it's frightening to what extremes they will go in defending those positions. Obama is on record defending the killing of babies who survived abortions. We're talking about human babies that lay breathing, alive, and fighting for survival. But according to then-state Senator Obama, if the intent was to abort, the medical staff should be allowed to kill them. So how can we be surprised that he orders Catholics to buy birth control? The war on life goes way beyond abortion. Peel back the layers of almost any political issue and you will expose the liberal hatred for life, especially human life. The global warming scam, for instance, is disintegrating under a barrage of contrary evidence, but the United States government, dominated by liberal bureaucrats, is still making policy based on the idea that it's real. And what is their target? Carbon. Think about that. They want to limit it, tax it, penalize it, and to every extent possible, eliminate it. Carbon, in case you don't know, is what you and I are made of. Get past the water and we're 72% carbon. We're made of it. We eat it. We exhale it. And liberals have gone to war against it. See what I mean by uncanny? Michelle Obama has been waging a little war of her own against fat, carbohydrates, and salt in our diet. There are 6 essential nutrients that your body requires to stay alive, and she's trying to limit 3 of them. She wants kids to eat fruits and vegetables, which are good sources of fiber, but not classified as essential nutrients. It's uncanny. I'm not done. Maybe you followed the controversy in California where environmental wackos shut off the water to the San Joaquin Valley because they thought maybe the Delta smelt needed it. That was in 2007, and the effect was devastating, turning much of what used to be the most fertile farmland in the world into a desert. The San Joaquin Valley was producing 25% of the nation's food before they shut the water off. At the same time, liberals are turning more and more of our corn crop into fuel for cars instead of food for people. More than 40% of our corn is now used to make ethanol, causing food prices to rise all over the world. And when food prices rise, the poorest people starve. You can't get more anti-life than destroying the food supply, right? I'm still not done. If you're a Democrat, you're fuming right now, but take a deeper look at the issues dividing our nation. Peel the onion. The whole notion of bigger government is an attack on life the way God intended it to be lived. Every new law that promotes safety by restricting freedom or extends bureaucratic control over living human beings or makes it easier to prevent and kill human life, that's another battle lost. And if we keep losing battles, eventually we'll lose the war. That's today's dose of common sense.
Wow, that's a big dose of common sense.
That ought to make some people mad.
Jeez, JP. I don't even know what to say. You've left me speechless here.
Whew. It's anti-life.
It is anti-life. It is. It is. But what is life worth? A lot.
Everything.
You're listening to Broadview. Coming up next hour, stay with us. We're going to come back and talk with JP about his favorite subject, some politics coming up. Also next hour, Steve Fedeli from Capriati's Sandwich Shop, a local business here in our Better Living segment. Right now, your news is coming up on KBZZ Sparks Reno.
Singer. Mitt Romney has scored at least one win today. He's finished first in a straw poll among people taking part in the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington. He had 38%. Rick Santorum was second with 31. Newt Gingrich had 15. CBSNews.com political reporter Leanne Caldwell.
That's tough news for Gingrich, who's trying to portray himself as the conservative alternative to Romney. Santorum's been doing the same thing, but Santorum was more successful at this unscientific, unofficial straw poll.
Ron Paul had 12% in the straw poll. He's concentrating today on Maine, which is holding caucuses. He says he has a good chance of winning. Results should be in within the hour. Syria's deputy foreign minister is defending the regime even as deadly violence spreads. He says the government will overcome difficulties through reforms and dialogue with its opponents. And he also says betting on the collapse of Syria is betting on failure. The comments come on the same day gunmen assassinated an army general in Damascus. Violence in other parts of the country has killed at least 17 people. Iran's president has marked the 33rd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution with a speech saying Tehran will soon reveal very big new nuclear achievements. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad didn't elaborate, but insisted Iran would never give up its uranium enrichment. Tehran University political science professor Zadig Zibakalam spoke with Al Jazeera English.
He didn't specify anything about what the government is going to announce. He only said that within the next couple of days there will be important announcement to the world by Iranian people.
Iran insists its program is peaceful, which the U.S. and other countries doubt. The leaders of the two parties backing Greece's coalition government are appealing to their deputies to support legislation calling for harsh new austerity measures. A vote is planned tomorrow on emergency legislation aimed at keeping the country afloat financially. A public funeral for the family of missing Utah woman Susan Powell.
Amazing grace.
7-year-old Charlie and 5-year-old Braden were killed in a fire set by their father when they went to visit him last Sunday at his home in Washington State. The grandfather says they were both good kids, and he appreciates all the support he's gotten from so many people.
It helps us to be strong and helps us to know that there are good people in the world, good people that would fight against evil.
The boy's father, Josh Powell, also died in that blaze. An organizer of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington says making changes to the monument will threaten its design. Harry Johnson says he's disappointed the King family, and Interior Secretary Ken Salazar made what he calls a unilateral decision to remove a partial quotation and replace it with a full one. Critics had complained the abbreviated quote didn't accurately reflect King's words. This is CBS News.
There's nothing like a ghost story.